Sports Radio 100.3 The Team is socially networked. Facebook.com/1003theteam. Follow us on Twitter at 100.3 The Team. And now on Instagram at 100.3 The Team.
Welcome back. Good Tuesday morning to you. We are 17 minutes past the hour here at Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. It is. You've been hearing the weather report. It is just hot. It's just straight up hot out there. I saw a graphic, Pat, on Twitter. I think it was from like the Sun News or something. It said how to beat the heat, and it had like red of all the areas it's hot, which is like the whole United States, at least the southeastern portion of it. And I'm thinking, how you beat the heat is you fly to Canada, right?
That's one
like,
option.
Is that maybe Minnesota?
Yeah.
I bet it's hot in Minnesota.
I guarantee it. Let me look it up.
The temperature in
for the future.
I want to know the temperature in Toronto. Toronto's a cool town. Been to Toronto before. That might be a cool spot to hang out in. You hear Pat typing away in there.
64 degrees right now, Toronto.
Right now?
Correct.
So that means what's the high today?
The high will be 82 degrees.
That's sweltering for Canada.
Yeah.
North Pole would be a great place to go and go and cool off. All right, we talked some ACC Media Day earlier. Now I want to talk Sun Belt Media Day. A pleasure to have this gentleman on with me, the voice of Coastal Carolina football. You heard him in Omaha at the College World Series and all throughout the baseball season as well. Joe Cashin joining us from New Orleans. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Doing great. Beautiful morning, if not a little hot and humid here in the Big Easy, but great to be on with you.
It just appears to be hot everywhere. We can't escape it, right?
It's hot everywhere.
Or in Columbia.
You're not getting away from it. I'm sorry.
So I
get on a plane and go back to Charlotte a little bit later today, but I know it's going to be hot there too.
Yeah, and Columbia is always hot this time of year.
Oh yeah.
Do you think Columbia or New Orleans? Which one?
Probably Columbia. I mean, we'll get up in the mid 90s here. Columbia will probably top three digits.
Well, hey, tell me about just the feeling of being at Sunbelt Media Day in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Little different from what Coastal's experienced before.
No doubt about it, and I don't want to throw any shade at the Big South. We had a great run in that league, and I like a lot of those people in the front office. Had a great time in that conference, but when you walk into the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, you know, and you get to walk out there and see where so many championships have been decided in that building, I don't know that there's a building with more championship pedigree in American sports history than the Mercedes-Benz Louisiana Superdome. You go into that place and you see where all the Super Bowls have been played and the Final Fours and college football national championship games, bowl games, whatever, and you get to go up to the second floor and it's just spread out. You got Radio Row up there, you know, at least 10 different stations on the air yesterday and media from all over this part of the country. It's a different type of just a different atmosphere all together. It has a feeling of big-time college football. It was a lot of fun yesterday.
You had the chance to catch up with the commissioner, Carl Benson, and I'm sure that may be some audio that will get posted later on. It was a little bit too big of a file to get sent over to us, but tell us what that conversation was like. He's got a lot of reason to be excited about the direction his conference is going.
Yeah, he sat down with Lane and me for about 10 or 15 minutes yesterday. We finally were able to get a hold to him, and of course, you know, he's in high demand at something like this. But he sat down with us for about 10 or 15 minutes, and he is so excited about Coastal, just the potential that we have. And, one of the questions I asked him, I said, how long do you think it will be, honestly, before Coastal gets to where, you know, the fan base and the university expects to be, and that is competing for Sun Belt Conference championships. And he said, as soon as Georgia Southern and Appalachian got there, you know, he came right out with that. Expects us to be there. You know, he has a tremendous amount of admiration for Coach Moglia and the staff and the way that we're recruiting, getting out on the recruiting trail, and we're getting some kids, you know, signed, and we're, you know, in the houses of some kids that we would never have had a shot at before. But now that we're going FBS, we're going to be there quickly, according to him. And I tell you what, though, as much as it was a football media day, the big topic when it came to us, obviously, was the baseball national championship.
Sure.
I mean, it still resonates. I mean, everybody around here was talking about it. We just, you know, walking around with our chests poked out. It's like, yeah, you know, we just won the baseball national championship, man. We're bringing Dad into this league. And they were just, you know, he was, and the whole league office, everybody around, you know, the football coaches and players, that's what they talked about. It was great.
That's awesome. Joe Cashin, voice of Coastal Carolina football on the Sean DeClair Sports Network. You also hear him across a variety of other broadcasts associated with Coastal Carolina Athletics, and he's joining us from New Orleans this morning at Sunbelt Media Day, which took place the last couple of days in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. How about when Coach Moglia took the podium? What were some of the things he had to say? What were some of the questions that, you know, it's always interesting seeing other members of the media get to ask Coach Moglia questions for the first time.
It really is. It's so much fun to watch him hold court, and that's exactly kind of what he does. I mean, if you remember back to when he had his introductory press conference back in 2011, he went through his life story about how he was a football coach and how he had to get out of football because of, you know, some things going on in, you know, going on in his personal life, and how he was about to take the, you know, defensive coordinator job at the University of Miami, and then he had to get into business, and then he got back into, you know, football back in, you know, 2008, 2009, he kind of went through the same stuff because there were a lot of people in the media here that cover the Sun Belt that don't really know Coach. So they'll ask those questions. I mean, Coach, you're such a fascinating story. How did you get into it? I mean, how did you, you know, build this program back, you know, to where it is right now? And hey, you know, anybody knows Coach. he loves the microphone. He'll talk to you. He'll do that. And so it was fun to watch him do that.
So do you think does he still enjoy answering those questions? Because it's been so well publicized now.
Sure.
But still, people don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he eats that stuff up. He loves it. I mean, you give him a microphone in a few minutes, he'll fill that airtime just like that. He loves telling his story, and it is a truly fascinating, interesting, incredible story. Love watching him in action.
So talk to me, Joe, about, and I know there's still further preparation, and we got training camp to get going, but we got through the spring and all that. You know, Hop Henderson is back this year. I've heard that he has put on some muscle. Tell me about Hop and the type of year you expect him to have.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're asking about what we're going to do this year, I mean, yeah, Hop has gotten himself bigger. He wants to get himself ready for the league. He had really, you know, I had a great conversation with him the night before the Citadel playoff game last year. We stood on the field after a walkthrough for, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes. And I asked him the question. I thought, you know, Hop, are you thinking about, you know, going to the league? And he was really seriously at that point thinking about it. And then, you know, not long after we got beat in that game, he came back and said, you know what, I want to come back for my senior year, even though this is that year, that transition year, where we really don't have a heck of a lot to play for in terms of championships. And I told the team, it's this, you know, this is a critical, critical year for us to build that momentum to FBS. And so he's getting himself physically ready for it. And, you know, offensively, the big question for us is, you know, what's going to happen at quarterback? I mean, right. Is it going to be Josh Stille? Is it going to be Chance Thrasher? I mean, is it going to be? I mean, we've got the pieces in place everywhere else, talent-wise, in the offensive line. Who's going to be the quarterback? And, of course, you know, defensively, Mickey Matthews coming in to run the defense. I think that, you know, we'll be better there. I was talking with Coach a little bit about this, you know, Sunday night at the reception. He liked what he saw in the spring with a lot of guys flying to the football, you know, us being a little more solid, a little more, you know, a little better fundamentally on that side of the ball. And, yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to get to, you know, September 3rd in the Lamar game. We hop on the plane and go see what we've got.
And with that being said, Joe, give me your thoughts on something that we've talked about a little bit before when it came out, but the schedule this year is definitely a unique one for the Sean DeClairs.
Sure is. 8 home games. You know, I would encourage the fans to, you know, come out and get behind this team. We've got 8 games at home. Now, you know, we open at Lamar. That's going to be that's a good Southland test. They were a pretty good team in the Southland Conference last year. And then game 3 will be on the road at Jacksonville State. All they did was, you know, roll through the regular season last year, barely lost to Auburn, should have really won that game and went to the national championship game before they ran into that buzzsaw called North Dakota State. So that'll be a heck of a good ball game. But, you know, we got 8 home games. Come on out and get behind this team. It should be a great year for us and set up that way, I think. I think the schedule sets up for us, and, you know, I'm excited about getting this thing underway.
Joe Cashin with Coastal Carolina Football, voice of the Sean DeClair Sports Network, joining us this morning from New Orleans. And, Joe, you've had the chance to be around this program for such a long time, and just experiencing everything you're getting to experience right now, from going to Omaha, the Baseball National Championship, you know, the success of the basketball team, the soccer team, you know, obviously golf has been successful in years past, the football team's success, and then seeing that all come to fruition. All the guys, I was on campus the other day, and all the Under Armour stuff is fully unloaded. Everybody, I saw some baseball guys in the weight room wearing their Under Armour gear and everything like that. Just talk to me about witnessing this transition up front and personal.
It's been amazing. I mean, I feel like I'm so blessed just to have been, you know, to have had a part in this. And that's all I ever really wanted to begin with. You know, when I talked to Matt back in 2002 and 2003, when I came on board to, you know, be a part of the football broadcast, that's all I ever really wanted, honestly, out of any of this. And now, you know, here we are, you know, going into our 14th season of football, and see how far we've come, not just in football, but like you say, across the board, and then, yeah, for baseball to win the national championship, just to have, you know, had a chance to be on the microphone out there in Omaha for that was just an amazing, amazing experience. And of course, now I've got a kid who goes to Coastal. Wow, yeah, where does the time go? Just to have had a part of all of this. It has really been just a special blessing for me. I can't thank Matt enough and the administration enough. And it's been a lot of fun. And, like, you know, here we go again here in about a month to start another football season.
Well, Joe, I really appreciate, you know, the time today. I really appreciate the chance to get to work with you, my man. I'm going to be following along with you guys from a little bit of a distance. Maybe, you know, pop my head into the press box at one point this year just to say hello. But thank you for you know, bringing me into the mix and all the help that you provided me and everything that we got to do the last couple of years. It was awesome.
No, thank you, Aaron. I want to thank you. You have been such a great part of what's been going on here the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, you know, I wanted to say that I tweeted this out last night, but you have been a great, great addition and a great help, not just to Coastal Athletics, but to sports radio in general along the Grand Strand. I hate to see you go. You know, you and I talked about this on the phone. I mean, you're making a life decision to go to Raleigh and take another job, but you will definitely, definitely be missed. You and Ryan Young have just been a great part to, you know, the publicized Coastal Athletics and athletics in general, I wish you the best of luck. We will definitely miss you on the football broadcast. I mean, you've been the voice of basketball for the past couple of years, but I wish you all the best of luck in Raleigh, my friend.
I appreciate it, my man. We'll definitely stay in touch. Glad I got yep. a bunch of friends for life.
Yep, absolutely, no doubt. And anytime you're around, never hesitate to stick your head in the press box.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks so much. Travel safe, okay? Enjoy it all.
All right, thanks for having me on.
All right, Joe Cashin joining us, the voice of Coastal Carolina football, talking about everything going on in New Orleans, talking about catching up with Carl Benson, the commissioner, Joe Moglia, and you can actually see some of the Joe Moglia audio video is posted online right now. And, yeah, he does what he does, you know, holding court. I remember being at Big South Football Media Day last year in Charlotte and being the defending champs or preseason, whatever the reason was, you know, they go through all the coaches. And anyway, all the coaches get a chance to speak and they go coach by coach. And, you know, each one, you know, thanks Kyle Kalander, thanks the Big South. You know, it's like watching the Grammys. Like they've got this list of people that they're supposed to thank. And then they kind of give about a 90-second piece on, their team. Well, because of Coach Moglia's team being either the preseason favorite or the defending champs, I can't remember exactly what the reason was, he was told that he had a little bit more time, that he could have a little bit more time than the other coaches. And boy, did he take it. He usually tells a couple jokes, you know. it's always entertaining. And I've been so appreciative to be able to develop a relationship with not only the guys in the broadcast booth, but also with Coach Mowgli, and had the chance to host his coaches show a couple seasons ago. And man, that was so much fun because he's such a unique individual, and I feel very proud to be able to have spent a significant amount of time with him. Not a lot of people get that opportunity, but he was at it again this week in New Orleans. He was at it again, so check out some of that video. And again, appreciate Joe Cashin, his work. He does an outstanding job for the Chanticleer Sports Network and his relationship. I'm proud to call him a great, great friend of mine. We spent a lot of time in hotels and on airplanes and traveling the nation together the last couple of years, and I'm wishing those guys the best of luck. All right, let's hit a quick timeout. When we come back, Hello, Mike just fell down right there. When we come back, we will talk some NFL news. Josh Gordon gets reinstated into the NFL. Really? Is that going to last? We're going to talk about what this means for the Browns and what also it means for your fantasy team and some Peyton Manning news as well. That is all coming up next.